Hey, it's Justin. Afternoons here on today's hottest music, 101.7 The Beach. Julianne Penzabun, the director of the Arts Academy at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, has tons of different arts academies for kids, tweens, and teens, and they all love it. If you've never been involved with a musical before or stage play, or you have tons of experience, you can find a program just for you. Get more details right now at whbpac.org and listen next to Julianne's conversation with one of her rising stars, Maya Sorrencioni.
1017 The Beach.
Hello, everyone. This is Julianne Penzabun from the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, and I have the best job in the world. That's because I'm the director of the Arts Academy at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. Today, we're going to be filling you in on what's happening with our students, and I have a very special guest who can share her experiences with you. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
Maya Sorrencioni is a triple threat at the WHBPAC. She sings and acts in our musical theater program, and she dances in our ballet program. Maya, what was your most recent role at the Performing Arts Center?
My recent role was in a musical theater production of The Wizard of Oz, and I was a crow, a jitterbug, and a dancer and singer in the Emerald City scene.
Ooh, and Maya's talking about our musical theater program, which is a series of after-school classes where kids work with really talented teaching artists to learn all about music and dance and, of course, acting. And then they put on a full-scale performance on our stage, complete with costumes and sets. Maya, can you talk a little bit about what it was like to work with the teaching artists?
It was really inspiring because they're such amazing actresses and actors and directors, and they're also really nice.
That helps, right?
Yeah.
And like I said, we always do our productions with sets and costumes. Did you have a favorite costume? I know you wore a few in Wizard of Oz. What was your favorite?
Definitely my Emerald City chorus costume, because it was so fluffy and sparkly, and I got sparkly gloves and a fluffy skirt.
I was pretty jealous of your costume, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
And you really, really enjoyed Wizard of Oz. You really came to life in that production, and I could just see how much joy you got out of it. Was it special for you?
Yes. I was so excited every Sunday night because I got to do The Wizard of Oz on Monday.
Oh, that's so great. And Maya, you have been with the Performing Arts Center for a long time. How old were you when you started? And do you remember what your first program was?
Yes, I was 4, and it was in a ballet program of Cinderella, and I was a fall fairy.
Fall fairy, that's so sweet. And you have obviously gained a lot of life skills through the performing arts, which is a big part of the mission of the Arts Academy. Do you think that coming to the Arts Academy has helped you in other parts of your life other than performing?
Yes, it gave me a lot more self-confidence because I used to be really shy, and now I got over that feeling.
Yeah, now you're on the radio. Look at you. I'd say you're over your fears.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why do you come to the Arts Academy over, you know, other places?
I come to the Arts Academy because it makes me really happy.
Aw. And what kinds of theater skills do you think you've learned?
You definitely learn how to express yourself, and you get to learn all about, like, how you can stand on the stage and who should always cheat out and pronounce your voice.
That's right. Cheating out, making sure your toes are always pointed toward the audience so they can see you, right?
Yes.
Very important. And yes, a nice, loud, clear voice. That's very, very important. So for people listening, we have summer camps coming up. We're not announcing them just yet, but if you want a sneak peek, you can give me, Julianne, a call at 631-288-2350, extension 114, and I can talk to you about some of the summer camps that we offer. Maya, do you have a favorite summer camp that you've done with us?
Definitely the acting summer camp, because the directors, which we have right here, come up with a play, and everyone has a really equal part in the play, and we all do a dance number, and it's so much fun because you learn so much about acting.
Yes, and that program is called called our tween theater troupe, and it's for students that are just 9 to 11 years old. So that's really cool to just kind of be with your peers, right?
Yes.
And then we have a bunch of musical theater camps that start on a Monday with kids ages 5 all the way up to 14. Everybody auditions on a Monday, they get cast, and then they're doing a full-scale musical on our stage by the end of the week. We have a ballet camp, same type of thing. And then we have a Broadway boot camp for our older campers. You know, Maya, you're old enough for that camp now.
I really want to do it. I asked my mom.
I think you should.
Yes.
Camp Broadway is an incredible experience. The kids learn from Broadway professionals, and on Wednesday, we go into the city to see a Broadway show, which is really, really cool. So we're going to have one of those coming up too. So there's a lot to look forward to in the summer. We'll be announcing those camps very soon. But for now, I would just like to ask you some quick questions. So there is a program that listeners probably know. It's called Inside the Actor's Studio. And at the end of it, the host, James Lipton, asks very quick questions, the same questions every time. And some of them have to do with acting and some of them don't. So I'm going to ask you these rapid fire questions, Maya. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. What has been your favorite role at the PAC?
Probably the crow, because I got to say caw-caw a lot and it was fun.
Okay. What is your favorite musical?
My favorite musical is The Wizard of Oz.
Aw. And do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs.
I know your mom's out in the car with the puppy right
yes.
now. Yes. And what has your favorite costume been of all time?
Definitely my Emerald City Chorus costume.
The sparkles on the skirt.
Yes.
And what is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show is 100% Bizardvark.
Okay. And what do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be an actress.
That's awesome. And finally, what is the most important thing that you've learned at the Performing Arts Center's Arts Academy?
Have fun and don't forget to be yourself, because you're amazing.
That's pretty good. Well, Maya, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.